Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, and we do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online as well, and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you some email if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it by going to freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, all you have to do is call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. This is the show about your calls. And coming up, if we get a chance, I mean, again, if the calls let up, we'll get back into the video game violence situation. They're under fire by the politicians again. But we've got Vic on the line, and this is the show about your calls. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So let's talk to Vic, listening on KCXL in Kansas City, Missouri. Vic, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Vic.
Talk as fast as you can, but I did want to tell you that I was not just like everybody else, that it was 9-11 was, you know, sponsored by the terrorists and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
But,
I don't believe that story either, Vic, just so you know.
Well, maybe you don't. Okay.
Okay.
The thing that turned me around completely was a film that I saw called 9/11 in Plain Sight.
Uh-huh.
by Dave von Kleist.
Okay.
And it's the best. It dealt with Oklahoma City bombing and also the one in New York.
Yeah, I've seen several. I've seen several films like this.
Actually, it's available on our BBS. Isn't that?
Somebody's posted a link to it on the Free Talk Live BBS.
Yes, we have that on our website, Vic.
So it is. That's really good. It's an excellent film. It's all documented, and
it's all very interesting. Really, I've seen several of the Alex Jones films as well, and it's all very, very interesting stuff. And really, if you lay the conspiracy theory right next to the government story, the conspiracy theory is more believable. I don't believe anything the government tells me ever. But just because somebody else comes up with an idea doesn't necessarily mean that's the correct story either. And again, none of it matters. What matters right now is getting this government back down to constitutional limits. Wouldn't you agree, Vic?
Well, what I think is that they're not trying to do anything except establish a new world order right in front of us.
I think that a new world order would probably go against constitutional boundaries of the United States government.
But don't you think that they're running over our Constitution The Constitution doesn't even amount to anything anymore, actually.
They've been doing that for.
I don't know the reason why they're running over the Constitution. I really don't.
They just don't care.
But I know that I'm offended as hell about it. I just hate it.
That's the real issue, is that they're running over the Constitution. It doesn't matter what their purposes are, what their motives are, what they're talking about.
I don't know if McDonald's is trying to take over the world. I'm not sure. I mean, there's evidence for that, too. But I can tell that the Constitution of the United States of America is nothing. I mean, this whole living document. Crap!
It's congressional toilet paper.
They've been wiping their congressional arses with it for decades. You know, it didn't just happen after 9/11. This has been building and building and building. The war on drugs was
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
The war on drugs was the real issue that built the size of government prior to 9/11. And now we've got this war on terror. It's what they're doing today that matters. It's what we can do today to stop it that matters. And getting on the air and I gotta say that everybody that comes on this show, and we always let the calls through. We always do, because you can call and talk about anything. Everybody that comes on and calls in with some sort of garden variety conspiracy theory, all of you have the right intentions. You really do. You want to spread the word that the government is bad, that it's evil, and that it does terrible things. And it does. It is. It's bad.
Not sure why, but it is.
But.
Go ahead, Vic.
Yes, Vic.
What I'd like to know then, you said, until we do something about it. Well, there's really, I'm enraged all the pieces here, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
Like, here it comes.
Join the Free State Project. You go to freestateproject.org, Vic. Did you hear about that?
No.
That's going to be 20,000 people who love liberty, who want to be more free. All these people are going to be moving to the same state, the great state of New Hampshire. That's the state that has been chosen as the free state. And the 20,000 people aren't just going to be regular average Joes. When they get there, they're going to be activists for liberty. So imagine having...
Who's sponsoring this?
The
Free State Project.
There's no sponsorship. It's just an organization of individuals who've all agreed to do the same thing, and that is go to the Free State. So if you want more information, you can go to freestateproject.org. Do you have internet access?
Yep.
Okay, that's free. Freestateproject.org. That's a solution for you. Thanks for the call, Vic. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Much easier to deal with than our prior caller.
Oh, yes.
Who wanted to just tell us about pods.
But the pods!
The pod people.
Lots of the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, I mean, the people that believe the conspiracy theories that are out there, the less popular of the theories as to why the Twin Towers fell, they're angry that we don't believe.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, they're angry that in the face of all the so-called evidence that we don't believe. And I've seen some of it. Some of it's persuasive.
Yeah, it certainly is. I was.
And some of it I do believe. But now, it's a waste of my time to talk about it.
I saw the little movie on the 757 hitting the Pentagon.
Right. Yep.
And then I looked at that and it seemed all very plausible. Then when Popular Science went through it in their article in their May issue, April issue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, they tore it to pieces. They tore that little film to pieces, asunder.
Mm. Well,
as far as I'm concerned, a 757 hit the Pentagon.
Popular science is just part of the establishment.
Popular science is right next to the Bible, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, look, it all is very interesting. The rebuttals and the claims.
Yeah.
All of it. But it's just a waste of time and effort. What's real and what's tangible is doing something now and not doing research. I'm sorry. If that's what your thing is, go do some research. 800-259-9231. By the way, my board op's telling me Mike, who called in, you got accidentally cut off, so you're welcome to call back. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ray in Michigan. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Ray.
Well, let's face the one conspiracy theory that's factual, is that the government is conspiring to take away everybody's rights that live in this country.
Yes, whether they're doing it...
That's irrefutable, and this is what's happening. And it's happening at the federal level, it's happening at the state level, it's happening at the county level, and it's happening at the most localist township and village level.
You are absolutely correct about that. It could be argued, I mean, just to be a stick in the mud, you know, it could be pointed out that there are some people in government that really do believe they're doing the right thing, but their results end up being that we have more tyranny. Either way, we got more tyranny.
That's absolutely right.
Right.
And the reason this is happening is these people, everybody, it's a residency situation. See, you talked about the Constitution being used as toilet paper and being flushed down the toilet.
Yeah.
First of all, there's a limitation of who the Constitution applied to, okay? And so far, as far as the courts see things now, that everybody is engaged in commerce, everybody has waived any constitutional security that they had at any particular time. And they're bound by codified statutes. They're not, they call everything a law. It's just a generalization. This is the law. You have to have your seatbelt on. It's the law. Laws are self-enforcing. Statutes, ordinances, other things like that are not.
Can you explain that? What do you mean, laws?
Yeah, you've got me. I'm almost lost in this codified whatever.
Explain that last statement about laws are self-enforcing.
Everything is operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. Everything. This entire country operates that way. The Uniform Commissioners, which was a group of lawyers that wrote the UCC altogether, basically set down a set of rules that this country should abide by, and then state by state, these states adopted these codes. Indiana code, mm-hmm. Michigan code, everything is code, everything is codified. It's no longer law. They call it law, but how is it enacted? How is it? See, laws.
Yes, you're right. Laws are just opinions backed by guns. It's something that a bunch of men and women wrote down on a piece of paper, and there's a bunch of thugs with guns that enforce them.
So when a cop pulls you over, he's, you know, your first caller. He was in Indiana. He's a neighboring state right here. The state cop pulled him over for whatever reason, and he had a gun. I'm surprised that he let him off so easy.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
The point is that when these cops pull you over, they're wearing
Ray, if you got more thoughts, hang on, okay? 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. What is the law? It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agarica's Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agarica's Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agarica's Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number, and you can call in about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts. Over 27,000 posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting there. It's all free. And all kinds of different topics at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, too. Ray in Michigan. Ray, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, all right.
Tell me about the police, Ray.
Right. I want people to understand that when a cop pulls you over, he's basically wearing two hats. At one time, there was no such thing as a police officer or a law enforcement officer. There was only a peace officer.
We talked about that last week, actually. We had somebody email the show with an example from his childhood about the peace officer that he had in his town and how he was actually accountable to people.
Right. Well, yeah, he was a local constable or a constabulary.
Right.
On the other hand, okay, the cops nowadays, what they are, and I refer to this, they're code enforcer. That's what they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They have a motor vehicle code book in their automobile, in their cruiser, and they try to find you in violation of one of the many possible violations that you might not even be aware of in order to give them probable cause to pull you over.
Right. And then they go about fundraising for the government.
Correct. However, all right, we as dumb sheeple, basically, all right, we acquiesce to all of this. Well, we basically do. They put a light on. They pull us over. What do? They walk up to your window and they say driver's license, insurance, proof of or registration proof. And what do? We take we shuffle through the glove compartment. We reach in our wallet. We get everything together and we hand everything to them in their hand, just like you would hand somebody a summons, just like you would hand somebody something. You never make a constitutional objection that you might be driving, that you're engaged in commerce, that there are definitions in Title 18 U.S. Code that define driving.
One of the reasons why people react in that way is because the guy who's at your window has a gun on his
head. That's correct. But you don't say that either. You don't say I'm doing this under duress and coercion. You don't say I'm doing this in fear for my life.
What would you recommend? As somebody who's obviously not a lawyer, but as somebody who's knowledgeable about this, what would you recommend somebody do next time they get pulled over?
Well, this is what I do. I challenge the entire jurisdiction and the authority of the cop who pulls you over at that particular time, especially if they have a camera in their car. That's fantastic, because they're not even going to want to use that as evidence, because you're challenging the fact that you're engaged in commerce and you're driving.
How do you challenge this?
Well, you can challenge this. First of all, you can serve the cop himself. You have to make sure you get his name and the prosecuting attorney who's going to try to prosecute you in a traffic court, which is a court of limited jurisdiction.
Okay.
And you can do that by asking or demanding a bill of particulars, which exactly is to know the cause and nature. Every state constitution, for all 50 states, has a clause in there somewhere to know the nature of the accusations against you. And either the cause and nature or the nature of the accusation.
You should be able to face your accuser, et cetera.
Well, it's not just face your accuser. It's the venue that they invoke. See, people don't quite understand jurisdiction and venue. It's the type of law that they are invoking to drag you into that particular tribunal.
Right.
And they have to, if you demand full disclosure or demand bill of particulars, you need to know in order to cop a plea whether you're guilty or not guilty.
Now let me stop you right there, because we've talked to Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, and he's got some very interesting questions to ask when you're actually in court facing charges like this. But he doesn't actually recommend that you say anything to the cop. How would you actually deal with the cop? I mean, are you going to ask the cop for a bill of particulars?
Well,
you're not going to know what you're talking about.
No, you don't, but you do try to get a hold of the cop to make sure that you're challenging the venue. You want to know what venue they're invoking. Okay, this is the whole point.
What do you do? Wait, I just want to know specifically what you would do, Ray.
Excuse me, sir, whatever your name is. I mean, say his name is Jones. Mr. Jones, what makes you believe that I'm driving? You know, what are you talking about? You know, but what makes you believe that I'm engaged in commerce, that I'm driving?
Because well, that's the definition.
This is a motor vehicle.
Stop down. We got to explain all this because it sounds very complex. The definition of driving, the legal definition, has something to do with commerce.
Of course it does. So does traffic. So does all these words that people have acquiesced to think that they're doing. I mean, everybody has just gone along with the program because this is the way it is. Right.
As Mark Stevens calls it, it's legal land. When you're dealing with the cops, when you're dealing with bureaucracy, you're not in reality anymore. You're in this kind of fictitious world called legal land, where words don't mean what they should mean. Words can,
well, no, they're legalese. You're basically a fiction, and you can be treated as so because you have no constitutional rights at that particular point, because you're engaged in a privilege. And when you are engaged in a privilege, you cannot invoke any kind of securities granted to you by either a state or a federal constitution. What is a license? A license is being able to do something that otherwise would be criminal in nature if you were doing it without it. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just making sure, and this is clear. Traveling, okay, down a road in an automobile, I'm making sure I'm saying automobile, not motor vehicle, okay,
right,
is a right. It's a God-given right. It's a right under the most basic of elements in life and pursuit of happiness.
Yeah,
life,
if you live in a free country, sure.
Correct. And whatever the transportation medium is of the day is the same as any other thing, whether it's a bicycle, whether it's an automobile, or whether I invented a car that worked on scalar energy, it wouldn't make any difference. They couldn't call that a motor vehicle, could they?
Okay.
So I'm traveling down the road. However, they turn around and they make you get a license plate for the car, and they call it now a motor vehicle. Okay. And this is the same as saying, well, okay, if you have a license in your pocket and if you're traveling in your car, you must be driving. Well, this is the same as trying to say if I have a hunting license in my pocket, or if I have a fishing pole in my hand and I have a fishing license in my pocket and I'm walking along the edge of the stream, does it mean I'm fishing? Hmm. No, it doesn't. It means that I can fish if I'm licensed to fish,
so,
or if I'm just walking down the side of the stream looking for food is something totally different.
So let me get back to the situation. So you ask the cop, how does he know you were driving?
Oh, yeah, what makes him think that I'm driving?
The cop's going to say you're sitting in your car. You're
Yeah, that's right. You're operating a motor vehicle. I'm saying, what makes you think this is a motor vehicle? Well, you've got license plates on there. It's a motor. Well, no, it's not a motor vehicle unless I make it a motor vehicle.
Well, it's got a motor in it.
Doesn't make any difference. There's a statutory definition
for
a motor vehicle.
See, it seems to me like, I mean, have you ever really gotten out of something with the cop? Because it seems like, seems to me that talking to the cop like that's going to just get a cop angry.
Well, it can get a cop angry, and I did, and I did get a cop angry, and I did, quote unquote, have to go to post the bond in another
room?
State. And when I went to court and I challenged the jurisdiction of the court, and it was amazing because they found me guilty of making a left turn. However, they refunded my entire bond. They gave me a 90-day supervision, which basically is no conviction. It didn't affect my insurance rates. They sent me all my money back because they knew that I could sue them if they caused me any other damage. However, they didn't damage me. They let me go. It was a hassle. Correct. It's a hassle. But you know what? It's always a hassle to defend your rights.
Did you sign the ticket?
No, I wouldn't. Oh, that was another thing. They tried to make me sign my bond and sign my ticket. I said, I'm not signing anything. Oh, they were really mad. They were mad, but they let me go.
Huh.
Yes. So, my wife was.
What do they do with the ticket, then?
And this was in Cicero. Pardon?
Wait. What do they do with the ticket if you don't sign it?
Well, no, they give it to you anyway. They write refuse to sign.
Huh. Is that an extra charge in some
way? No, they can't charge you. They can't. It's just like they try to make you give them a Social Security number.
Very interesting.
What if you don't have one?
Did you guys have any questions for Ray? All right, Ray. Very, very interesting. Keep us up to date. Let us know if you get any more situations with the cops. Do you have a driver's? Do you have a tag on your car?
Yeah, I have a tag on my car.
Okay,
yeah.
So you don't actually go around stirring up trouble then?
Well, if I get pulled over, I'm not driving though. That's the whole point. Yeah, I do have a license. I don't use it.
Very interesting. I think it's fascinating. Ray, thanks for the info.
Have a good day.
800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
It sounds like, bottom line, it's a lot of gobbledygook. The cops know it. You don't. And we're all at a disadvantage.
Well, I like the position of questioning the law itself. I don't know if doing it with the cop is the most effective way. I think it's once you get into the court where you can have witnesses there to see you do it. That's the most powerful place. Anyway, more coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Wildflowers, air fresheners, and your favorite shampoo. We love things that smell good. But if a sweet scent fills your car and no one's wearing perfume, beware. When I come back, I'll give you the poop.
Not all cats are the same, and neither are our synthetic oils. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. And because Royal Purple decreases friction, you'll enjoy your engine's purr. So make your ride the king of beasts on the road. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
Paraphrasing Shakespeare, if it smells like a rose, it is a rose. But I say nay, nay. A sweet scent in passenger cabins could result in a very stinky situation.
Why? You could be smelling the pungent fragrance of leaking antifreeze vaporized by hot underhood temperatures. Leaking antifreeze causes engines to overheat, which not only can leave you stranded, but also cuts into vacation budgets. So enjoy the sweet smell of success this summer. Have hoses checked for leaks before you hit the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. The Wednesday night edition of the show. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. You go download them. It costs you nothing. In fact, it's always been that way. It always will be that way. So go get them at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Do the fun. The show about your calls. Let's talk to Mike in Missouri listening on KCXL. Big night for KCXL callers.
Yeah.
You're on Free Talk Live with
Thank
Ian
God
Jason.
For KCXL.
We love KCXL. With Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey.
I'd like to comment on why the 9/11 event and the exposure of such, and possibly even the confession that it was a fraud, a perpetrated fraud, is still relevant today.
And confession? Who's going to confess?
Well, the perpetrators, but maybe it would just be under the auspices of our leadership, some department.
Huh?
However, it could be under the, you know, if there was a confession after...
Has anyone confessed to killing JFK?
Well,
besides Oswald?
Okay, let's focus on the exposure.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
And the reason why I believe that it's still very pertinent is that our entire war on terror, which has been billed as a perpetual warfare,
mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
Has been based on that event for
okay.
a few hours. And if that can be shown to be fraudulent and... well, this would be a fraud, much the same as our Vietnam War was finally exposed as more and more men came back that it's a no-win war and, you know, they don't want us to win it.
Do you think that the Vietnam War was stopped because men coming back and saying it was a no-win war, or do you think it was stopped because of people here that were sick and tired of, sending their sons to die in some foreign country for something they didn't believe in any longer?
A factor was, both of those were factors, but a factor was the peace, the organized peace movement.
Because I hold on just a second, Mike. Here's the problem I have with it is the evidence, quote unquote evidence, has been out there on the internet and in radio shows, shortwave, that whole deal. There's been a small amount of people who believe the evidence for quite some time.
The conspiracy
and
evidence.
It's made no difference.
Yeah.
And, like, no difference. Nobody's talking about it. It's not getting any news stories. I mean, we'll still talk about it and call in and talk about it.
Let me play devil's advocate. Libertarians.
Uh-huh.
Our presidential candidate gets arrested at the second debate.
Yeah.
How many media sources covered it?
None. It was almost
two presidential candidates were arrested.
Yeah,
the Libertarian and the Green.
David Cobb was arrested as well.
Yeah.
It was almost completely untouched.
They mentioned one. It was a one sentence mention in an AP news story about the debates, and that was it.
Yeah.
So what's your point?
Well, the point is those things actually happened. Got no media coverage.
Yep. Yeah.
Nobody paid attention.
I agree with you that it is frustrating, but this is a factual point out of history. It took about 8 to 10 years for the organization to stop the Vietnam War to really gain fervor.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, the Gulf of Tonkin incident wasn't fully exposed to the masses until after the war.
Mm-hmm. The Gulf of Tonkin, by the way, is the setup incident for the whole Vietnam conflict, and it was total BS.
Yes.
Right.
But if you could show that 9/11 is total BS, then that would gain impetus to the men who don't want to be conscripted or even...
Well, I don't think most people even know about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. That's why I recapped it for people that didn't know.
Yeah.
It's just getting this information out is so it's
but
so
it's
futile.
An example from history.
Well, I understand that, but people don't.
You're right, Mike.
People are educated in government education classrooms for the most part, and they don't get told this stuff about the Vietnam War. I didn't learn that in high school, I can guarantee you that. Now, Mike, in regards to the War on Terror, I don't think that you need to delve into all this evidence and all this research to show that it's BS. It's just unconstitutional. It is. I mean, going around the world parading troops and just taking our troops outside of this nation is unconstitutional and un-American. I mean, you can contradict these things just based on the pure facts, and you don't have to really dig into all this so-called evidence. I mean, I think that it's very possible to debunk the war on terror. And look at the war on drugs. I mean, government's war on anything always results in the opposite of their intentions. The war on drugs has resulted in more drugs on the streets, more drug addicts, harder drugs, etc. The war on poverty resulted in more poverty. The war on terror is going to result in more terror, and it is. In fact, you can point to the hard numbers that show that ever since this stupid war over in the Middle East has begun, the terrorist incidents have been on the rise consistently. So all of this is tangible. All of this is right there out in the, you know, right out in the open. And they're reporting on this, too. And again, barely. I mean, these are official numbers coming out of Iraq, but CNN's not talking about it. Fox News isn't talking about it. If they're not talking about the real hard facts that everybody knows about, then what makes you think they're going to talk about this stuff?
The great laborers that had the effect of making the former war unpalatable were the people that had a stake in it. They were the ones that were cannon fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And they were coming back and reporting to their other, you know, their peers. And their peers joined forces and said, we're not going to take it.
Well, that's what we're saying here. We're saying we're not going to take it, and it's just a fundamental disagreement. Great call. Thank you for being so calm about it. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Daniel in Alabama. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Daniel.
How's it going?
Good, sir.
Quite well.
Great. Well, what I called to talk about a couple callers ago.
Do you want a speakerphone?
Yeah, should I switch?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Better?
There you go.
Better.
Okay.
Calm down a little.
Yeah, a couple callers ago, there was a caller that was talking about, you know, challenging the officer that pulls you over for a traffic citation.
Yeah.
I just think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In court.
I think you're barking up the butt-kicking tree is what I think.
Yeah, you get you challenge the wrong cop.
I mean, you know, the average cop has no clue about your rights. For avoiding an unlawful search and seizure.
Right, they're just following orders.
I got paid to arrest people.
He's definitely not going to understand your argument for a legal definition of whether or not you're driving.
No, I agree with that.
If he gets confused, frustrated, and shoots you, you don't have a good case because it's still an uphill battle, you know?
And there's nothing more convincing than a martyr.
The only thing I would consider trying with a cop is refusing to sign the ticket. And I don't even know about that one because that sounds like it would get a cop angry, too.
I think that in that case, I would ask first. Well, what exactly would happen if I refuse to sign this see what the reaction is before I just outright refuse?
That's a good point. Asking questions is very important. And that's what the other guy's doing, except he's asking questions that are going to get the cop confused and angry.
Right.
And you don't want an angry... I mean, these guys are enforcers. They are violent thugs. And some of them are good people, but there are some real bad ones out there. And you don't want to run into those ones those questions.
The other thing I was calling about, have you guys heard of the organization, the acronym is LEAP?
Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up because I think that I haven't researched it too much, but just looking over their site, I really like what those guys are doing. I hear the music.
It's a group of cops that used to be, most of them used to be war on drugs enforcers. I mean, they used to be putting kids in jail for smoking pot and things like that, and then they came to realize that they were wasting their time. Daniel, great call. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. I mean, they came to realize after a decade or so of enforcing these laws that they were doing the wrong thing. They were enforcing bad laws, and now they've formed an organization against the war on drugs. More coming back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control, 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com where you will find the updates section. And you can sign up and we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to tell you about the show if you go to freetalklive.com. And you can go vote for us over at vote.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to podcastalley.com, which they've been having some website trouble, so I can't guarantee you that's going to work. But there is a different voting option.
But podcastawards.com will work.
Our listeners have nominated us to receive a podcast award.
Wow. I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, we found out about it a couple weeks back. It was something that we weren't really pushing for. They just did it on their own, which is cool. And so if you go to podcastawards.com, you can go vote for the show. In fact, you can do it once a day.
If we win, fame, fortune, women, fast cars, anything you want, baby.
Babes in the studio every night.
well, at least have the
studio
dog
piece
in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At the very least.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Gene.
I wanted to tell people to vote often.
To what?
To vote often.
To vote often? You're an anarchist. Do you really vote?
Yes, and I vote more than once.
For Free Talk Live, podcastawards.com.
I do.
We're not suggesting you scam the system, Gene.
No. Nobody
you can vote every day, though.
Yes,
but that's part of the rules.
I can vote under more than one name every day, too.
Well, that would be dishonest, Gene, and then we wouldn't expect a Christian to be so dishonest.
No, it's anarchy.
Wait a minute.
When one doesn't work for you, the other will.
Okay.
That's right. I can fall back on either side, whichever side.
It's true.
Wait.
So
no, they do go well hand in hand. It was Christianity I wanted to talk to you about. I was listening to a podcast of you and somebody talked about China, and you used my name and theme there. So
yes,
I thought I'd call you up.
You're the local China You're the China expert, as far as I'm concerned.
Aren't they an expert?
Been there, and most people haven't. I think, you know, I heard somebody the other day talking trash about Chinese people, and I said, excuse me, have you been to China? Do you know anything about Chinese people, or do you just know what you've heard?
But that's true with all countries, I believe. We don't really know because we haven't been there.
Well, yeah, but China gets the bad rap.
Yeah,
there's bad rap all over the place for China and America.
We have to have a bad guy. Somebody has to be the bad guy, and somebody has. Because our government is good at disinformation and misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever there's a problem or there's something wrong, they don't want to admit that it's them that does it, so they're like a magician, and they misdirect you to the nearest bad guy who happens to be, you know.
Oh, I think they believe their crap, Gene. I mean, I really do. I think that they don't understand that, in fact, war is the health of the state, and that they naturally want to have enemies so that we'll have people that we fight so that we'll be able to grow the state larger and more powerful every single year.
Well, it would be an absolute nightmare for the government to not have an enemy to blame things on.
Sure, sure would.
And falls back into 9/11.
Plus the Democrats and Republicans love blaming things on one another as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be an enemy that's outside of the outside of this country. It's just, oh, well, the reason why the economy's in the dumps is because they were in charge the last time.
What now?
You see, the importance of an outside enemy is you can draw the two parties together.
Right.
So when you have an outside enemy like Al-Qaeda, now all of a sudden the Republicans and the Democrats get together and do more dirty, nasty deeds.
Yes, you're right. That's right. They take away more. They take away more freedoms, like they are with this crazy war on terror.
But I heard you actually using my argument the other day. You were saying that that the two of you can't vote to take away Manwich's property. It's exactly the argument that I tried to promote, and of course, I didn't invent that argument either. I heard it from another anarchist.
Well, good things get passed around, Gene.
They do.
Borrow from the best, they say.
Great.
That
doesn't go for VD, though.
the guy that I learned from, and I got to give him a plug here, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to get a hold of him or anything, but he's Jack McSneep, and he uses his handle on the Usenet group is Arnery Anarchist. So he's
okay. Credit where credit
anarchist.
Is due. Gene, anything else on your mind?
Well, I got a million things I could talk about. But
you can pick one.
No, you got to move on. So.
Well, thanks for the call, huh?
All right.
See you, man. 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You got to be prepped. You got to be ready. If we ask you if you got something else, you got to have something else.
You got points ready to go.
That's right. 800-259.
Do you want to talk about the Supreme Court Justice nomination today? Do you want to talk about...
I've got
an article here on studies most foreign fighters that are waging war in Iraq aren't, in fact, this is their first war. That's a pretty interesting article.
Yes, indeed. Since you bring up the Supreme Court thing...
Got him right here.
It just seems like much ado about nothing. I mean, if they reject this guy, they'll just nominate another horrible person and...
It's going to be a jerk either way.
Yeah.
As it turns out, this fella, John G. Roberts Jr., all sorts of alliteration, he's a huge jerk.
Can you give some examples of the jerkiness?
Well, here's a quote. We continue to believe that Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided and should be overruled.
Hooray! I'm of the opinion that Roe versus Wade is a constitutional issue. I think it has to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, that's
certainly
that's not a quote from the Constitution, quote from the Direct Declaration of Independence.
Okay,
but sounds to me like something that a federal body should be deciding, not a state body. I think that the states have lots of rights. I just think that the ones that are set aside for the federal government have to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Should there be federal laws against murder?
No.
No. Okay, 800-259-9231. More coming back. This is your
show. So I guess
show.
It would be whether you believed it was murder or not. I don't.
You could take, and that's the issue, of course, over and over again, is people will never agree on whether or not they think it's murder. And please don't start now, because it's way too late in the show. 800-259-9231. We will take your calls about anything. It is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. You can take control toll-free 800-259-9231, but now would be the time to do it, considering we're in the remaining moments of the program. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. That's right. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
And, of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And again, our website, freetalklive.com, we got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including archives, live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more. All of it is on the house. It always has been, it always will be, so don't you fear. We're not going to lock up those archives into a membership-only area or anything like that. But what we've done is we've created a kind of a revolutionary concept here in the world of talk radio. We call it our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP. freetalklive.com is where you need to go to learn more about it. But what we're doing is we're asking for a contribution of $3 a month. If you like what we're doing, if you think that spreading the word of freedom and liberty around the world and around the country is a valuable thing on talk radio, consider going to amp.freetalklive.com and ponying up $3 a month. Again, it's always going to be free, so if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. But if you can't afford it, amp.freetalklive.com. Because once we reach a certain goal, we will reduce. We're going to take that money and we're going to use it to reduce the amount of commercial time that we actually have on the show by 25%. or more.
Unheard of.
Incredible. Yeah, that's the unheard of part. That's the part that nobody else is doing in the radio industry. So, for more information, go to amp.freetalklive.com.
We'd talk all 60 minutes an hour if we could.
If we, yeah. Well, that's probably not going to happen, because otherwise the radio stations wouldn't put us on.
No.
But we can definitely reduce the amount of commercials. So, amp.freetalklive.com. The video game situation, I promised that we'd finish the story up. We're going to sneak it in here. The government, the bureaucrats, are looking at the ratings board. Back in the mid-90s, the video game industry created the ESRB, the Software Ratings Board, voluntarily, because they were being threatened by the government. If you don't do something, we're going to do something.
And Joe Lieberman, in particular.
Specifically Joe Lieberman. And they created this ratings board, and now the ratings board is under question because it seems like they are... When you look at different games, they'll give one game an E for everyone, and they'll give a different game an E for everyone, and one of them's Nancy Drew, and the other one is, F-18 Operation Iraqi Freedom, where you go and kill people. So, again, it's not exactly a spot-on rating system, but it's better than nothing. Well, get what some of these politicians are saying about this. Joe Baca from California, he's a Democrat, he's been trying for 3 years to get legislation passed that would require the FTC to determine if the video game industry's labeling practices are unfair or deceptive.
Deceptive?
Baca says parents are being misled. He thinks video game publishers seek the M for mature rating even when they know a game includes content that should be in the adults-only territory. And by the way, M means for 17 and up.
Mature.
Right.
Right.
Which is pretty much adults-only.
And adults-only is 18 and up.
Right. They know very well that if it said adults only, it wouldn't be displayed at a Target, Walmart, or any of the other video game retailers because they wouldn't be sold, said Mr. Baca. And finally... His final
I don't
quote.
Know whether that's so, though. I think that Target and Walmart would figure it all out real quick.
Yeah.
Wow, we've got to have those games.
Yeah,
I Halo 2, we've got to have that.
I agree with that, and which, of course, would just lead them to wanting to outlaw the violence altogether.
Right.
But anyway, here's what
just
he thinks.
Just a jerk that wants
here's
to take away your rights.
I've got
to
get this out here. Here's his final quote. In a video game, you're actually pursuing and simulating a person. You're under hypnosis.
What?
Ridiculous.
This idiot thinks that video games put kids... under hypnosis.
That's right.
Wop, 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 wop.
Is an example of the kind of douchebags we have in Washington, D.C. More coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Benny in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow night. Go to freetalklive.com. Later.